2012 has not been a good year for Bulawayo's industries, with lack of capital, water shortages and a shrinking population all continuing to take their toll. Once the country's industrial hub, with a light manufacturing presence and top textile companies such as Belmore Clothing and Cotton Printers, much of the city's industrial infrastructure now stands empty and unutilized, relics of Bulawayo's glory days. Ministry of Industry and Commerce statistics say that over 100 light firms have either closed or relocated to Harare since January 2011, with others scaling down their operations. The firms have given many reasons for this move, ranging from lack of infrastructure to support the size of the city, including rail infrastructure, one of the core reasons many firms set up in Bulawayo to begin with. Unreliable water supply has also been a major concern. One such firm is Akha Clothing Company, which retrenched about 600 workers. The rate wholesalers trading as Belmore Clothing Manufacturers left about 300 workers jobless. Also closed or located are National Blankets, Cotton Printers, Security Mills, the country's sole manufacturer of knitting yarn, Karina, David Whitehead, as well as Continental Fashions, a textile giant that had been operating in Zimbabwe for more than 48 years. When firms shut down and lay off workers, the workers often move away. This outflow of people can make it more difficult for other firms to find qualified workers, which discourages new firms from setting up. This cycle has shrunk Bulawayo's population to just over 650,000, down by more than 22,000 from 2002. But Bulawayo-based economist Eric Block says there is hope for Bulawayo's industries in 2013, as there are still many positives in the city. He says Bulawayo remains at the center of any efforts to revive the country's economy, and while many workers and skilled people have left to look for better opportunities, the city still has a workforce with enough skills to revive its old fortunes.
The reason why everyone thinks that it's Bulawayo that is dying is that Bulawayo was the industrial hub of the whole country, so it had by far more industries than any other center. Therefore, the closures have been very, very noticeable.
Minister of Trade, Commerce and Industry, Professor Watchman Ngube, says although DMAF has not yet revived Bulawayo's distressed industrial sector and that more firms continue to fold, the government is not giving up on the city.
The manufacturing sector was the major contributor to GDP at 20%. However, due to challenges about relating to low capacity utilization, foreign currency shortages and hyperinflation, the sector's contribution to GDP has declined.
Despite discouraging statistics, Minister of Finance Tendai Biti says the city and Matabeleland region as a whole is not being neglected, saying that more funds have been channeled into the region since 2009 than into other areas of the country.
The bulk of funding that the inclusive government, that this Minister of Finance has actually spent, has actually gone to the south of the country, in particular to Mashingo and the three Matabeleland provinces. I wanted to set this because I'd seen attempts to tribalize our budget. We are nationalists and we are aware of that, even in an equal distribution of our national cake that had taken place before us, and we tried to consciously do this. Don't think this is an accident, and the figures are there.
Local resident and businesswoman Ruth Laporte says she sees centralization at the core of Bulawayo's industrial challenges. In her estimation, capital follows power, and with political power centrally located in Harare, she says it's no wonder that's where the money goes. Although she says the 2013 elections could see a change.
We don't want any politicking on DMAP anymore. We want the money. Industry is down here, and we fought for this, and you agree that we're a ghost town, revive the Bulawayo industries.
Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce Matabeleland Chapter Vice President Sheila Stambe says while Bulawayo has not had any new investors to speak of, the chapter hopes that two investment conferences held in the city this year will begin to bear fruit in 2018.
The ideal railway hub and boss an international airport, government estimates $1 billion is required to revive industry in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo. This figure tells us that Matabeleland presents several investment opportunities for foreign investors.
Meanwhile, the city is still awaiting the pumping of water from the Mchabezi Mzingwane Dam, which is expected to ease water problems in the new year, with high hopes that this will resolve some of the infrastructure concerns expressed by so many firms. With these changes and the retention of a sizable skilled workforce, business leaders and residents in the city believe Bulawayo remains a good investment opportunity in 2018. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Spanda.